Hi there. The word for today is on the father-son talk. In Proverbs 1 verse 8, we read, "My son, hear the instructions of your father." Now, in the book of Proverbs, the words, "my son," are used 23 times, and the word "father" is used 19 times. So, it's a letter from a father to his son. And it's also a letter from a father to other fathers about being a good father. It not only teaches a father how to lead his children, but how to live before them. Interestingly, the letter contains a lot of warnings about the misuse of sex and the heartache it can bring. We've all heard the cute story of the 12-year-old boy whose dad said, "Son, don't you think it's time we had a talk about sex?" And the little guy answers, "Sure, Dad. What would you like to know?" The sad truth is that today our children are getting their sex education from school, from their friends, from the internet, and from experimentation, but not at home. Solomon writes in Proverbs 5, verse 20, "Why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman?" Some question, huh? Sex education is the answer. As long as it involves the right teacher, the right classroom, and the right curriculum. And the right teacher is you, Dad. The right classroom is your home. And the right curriculum is the Bible. A study of 10,000 high school students revealed that strong parental values and supervision have the most significant effect on a teen's sexual activity. Parents who had a close relationship with their daughters and supervised their schoolwork and activities, listen to this, were able to curb the likelihood that they'd ever become pregnant out of wedlock by 42%, almost half. So Dad and Mom, speak up. Get involved. Why? Because you can't afford not to. And that's the word for you today.